scammers are stealing hundreds of millions of pounds every year. They bombard us with fraudulent texts, emails, and calls. And what's more, their tactics are getting increasingly sinister. To keep across the latest scams, sign up to our free Scam Alert service to help you stay ahead of the latest scams and protect yourself. Go to which.co.uk/scamalert-newsletter. That's which.co.uk/scamalert-newsletter. Thank you. Hello and welcome to the Witch Shorts podcast. I'm James Rowe. This is the podcast that brings you the very best from Witch with a weekly taster of some of the brilliant journalism you can expect from your suite of magazines. Today we're looking at food, specifically about where it comes from and what big brands and supermarkets are and aren't telling us. Doing a weekly shop isn't a task many of us actually look forward to, so having to spend time looking at the labels on our favourite foods to see where they come from isn't something we want to spend time on. But as we've been finding out, some of the information on food labels can be misleading, and in some cases, even meaningless. In the May edition of The Witch magazine, we headed out to the shops to find out what household brands are printing on their labels, and whether or not they tell the full story. Rob Lily Jones reads this piece, originally written by Ellie Simmons.
Where food comes from can be an emotive subject. And whether you prioritise supporting local farmers, limiting your food's climate footprint, or assessing animal welfare, origin labelling should make choosing easier. The question of food provenance is attracting attention, with Prime Minister Rishi Sunak calling on supermarkets to showcase British food, and many responding with dedicated Buy British sections on their website. Meanwhile, ministers have announced a consultation on clearer country of origin food labelling. We visited the UK's biggest supermarkets to look at just how well the food on their shelves is labelled. Our researchers uncovered a string of issues, from completely meaningless wording and major inconsistencies to missing information and downright misleading labelling. First up was missing information. At Sainsbury's, we found loose red cabbage, cauliflowers, courgettes and onions with no origin labelling visible on the shelf edge or the produce itself. Peppers, melons and mangoes at Asda and spring onions at Aldi were also missing visible country of origin information. Our research is just a snapshot, but we believe these examples could be in breach of rules that say unprocessed fruit and veg should have origin labelling. Sometimes, even when there was information, it was meaningless. Pity the shopper who wants to know where the pork in their Lidl sausage rolls is from. For example, the label states they're produced in the UK, with UK and non-UK pork, leaving consumers none the wiser. Meanwhile, unsmoked thick-cut gammon joints at Iceland say the pork origin is EU and non-EU. We know shoppers aren't fond of this approach. When we surveyed over 2,000 members of the public, one told us, "I find it concerning when a food states that it is from several different sources and countries." Manufacturers often do this to comply with the rules for mandatory origin labelling, but it's of little use in practice. Some of the labelling we spotted was simply odd. Fresh chickens in Sainsbury's were labelled as British, with some intriguing but ultimately meaningless extra information. "This chicken was reared by Croyle," stated one. Another boasted, "reared by Morel." Whether these are people, companies or farms is anyone's guess, although Sainsbury's did later tell us that it is farms. We also uncovered inconsistencies. Whole loose fruit and veg must have origin labelling, but pre-cut packaged versions don't have to. A large pineapple in Tesco was clearly labelled as being from Costa Rica, but the pre-cut tub of pineapple chunks a few shelves away didn't have any hints of where the fruit was grown. Fresh chicken was labelled well because this is required by law, but frozen, processed chicken, far less so, because it's not mandatory to do so. Bird's Eye's 44 chicken nuggets with golden whole grain had no origin labelling at all, nor did Greg's frozen creamy chicken pies or Iceland's chicken nuggets. The rules differ because it can be challenging to state the country of origin for products with multiple ingredients and complex supply chains. But plenty of other frozen meat products did have origin labelling, showing it can sometimes be done. There were also inconsistencies within brands. The packaging for Charlie Bingham's Moussaka contained no hint of where its meat was from, nor did its chicken and ham gratin. But its lasagna boasted British beef and British pork. The rules that state meat, fruit and veg must have country of origin labelling don't apply to processed foods. This means that these examples don't break any rules, but they certainly could be more helpful to shoppers. So, can you trust a Union Jack on a product's packaging? Well, technically, it's within the rules. You might be surprised to find that pork in your Aldi bacon and cheese wrap, with a big Union Jack and Made in Britain adorning the front of the pack, is actually from the EU. Both Tate & Lyle and Silver Spoon granulated sugar also feature Union Jacks on their packets. But a closer look shows that while Tate & Lyle's pack is made in Britain, the raw cane sugar is from a range of non-UK countries. The sugar beet in the Silver Spoon pack, on the other hand, is always grown here in the UK. Labelling rules state there must be origin info if a shopper might otherwise be misled. For example, if a pizza box shows the Leaning Tower of Pisa, but the pizza is actually made in the UK. Similarly, if the key ingredient in the food comes from somewhere different to where it was made, then the label must show this, which these examples all do. But even if manufacturers are adhering to the rules, it's fair to say some shoppers might be misled by this practice. For example, one told us, things like the Union Jack flag symbol help, as they make it easier to spot the UK produce at a distance. Others are more sceptical. One said, I don't like it when a product is labelled processed in Britain or packaged in Britain, because they're trying to get people to think it is a British product, but the ingredients may have come from elsewhere. Finally, there was some downright misleading presentation. At Asda, cauliflowers from Spain had a Union Jack on the shelf price label. At Aldi, cherry tomatoes from Morocco, parsley from Italy, and mini peppers from Spain sitting on a shelf under a large banner decorated with a Union Jack and the words championing great British quality. Given all this, it's not a surprise that only half of the respondents in our survey find the current origin information presented on groceries helpful. And this matters. Almost three quarters of shoppers said it's important to know where fresh meat comes from, and half said it's important to know where processed meat comes from, too. Two-thirds believe it's important to know where fresh fruit and veg comes from, and a similar proportion told us they'd be more likely to buy a product labelled British than one that wasn't. Our investigation shows origin labelling needs to be improved if it's to properly achieve its aim of helping shoppers make informed decisions. In particular, supermarkets should make sure loose fruit and veg is better labelled, and manufacturers should consider the voluntary labelling of more processed meat products. We asked all the supermarkets and brands featured to comment on our findings. Aldi, Iceland and Tesco said they complied with all food labelling regulations. Aldi added, "We support more than 5,000 British suppliers. With fresh fruit and veg, we're proud to support British farmers and stock British produce wherever it's available. Customers understand that at this time of year, that isn't always possible, but we remain committed to supporting British farming." Asda told us, "We have stringent processes in place to ensure country of origin is clearly displayed at the shelf edge and on products themselves, where applicable, at all our stores. We have reminded our colleagues at this particular store of these processes." Sainsbury's said, "We have processes in place to make sure country of origin information is clearly displayed on the product or shelf, and we carry out regular checks working closely with our regulator, the Animal and Plant Health Agency. All our chicken has the country of origin clearly marked, including the Union flag." Tate & Lyle Sugars commented, "Our sugar carries a Union Jack because it's made in our London factory and has been for nearly 150 years. We take great care to make sure the origin of our raw material is highlighted on the pack, alongside images of sugarcane." Birdseye said, "We make sure that where required, we label the origin of our primary ingredients. The chicken we source comes from EU-licensed suppliers, including suppliers in the UK and EU." Charlie Bingham's, Greggs and Lidl didn't comment.
Rob Lilly Jones was reading that piece by Ellie Simmons, originally published in Witch Magazine's May edition. Want to subscribe and get the magazine delivered direct to your door? I'll pop a link in the description of today's show for you to find out more. Remember, you can find more articles you'll find useful every day on everything from money and technology to home and garden advice by signing up to one of our many free email newsletters at witch.co.uk/newsletters. We'll be back next week for another episode of Witch Shorts. Thanks for listening. Witch Shorts was produced and edited by me, James Rowe, while the exec producer was Grace Farrell. Like listening to podcasts just like this one from the team at Witch? Well, we've got some good news. All our podcasts are now available to listen to on YouTube and YouTube Music. So whether you like listening to Get Answers, Witch Shorts or Witch Money, all episodes can now be listened to directly on YouTube or through the YouTube Music app. To find them, just search for the podcast you'd like to listen to. YouTube's additional functionality also means that you can now read along with subtitles as you listen. Don't panic though, all Witch podcasts are still available to listen to elsewhere too. So wherever you listen, we'll see you soon.